Working Class Secures Largest Wage Hikes Thanks to Tight Labor Market. By John Binder on December 27, 2019. The bottom 25% of American wage earners secured the largest wage hikes year-to-year compared to all others for November. Newly released data reveals, thanks to President Trump's tightening of the United States labor market. Data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta shows that for the lowest wage earners, Trump's Buy American, Hire American economy has delivered the quickest rate of wage hikes in more than a decade. In November, the bottom 25% of wage earners saw their wages rise 4.5% compared to November 2018. These bottom-tier workers, those earning less than all other Americans, have secured a labor market that now resembles the labor market of top-tier workers, a result of less low-skilled foreign competition against Americans through increased interior immigration enforcement. A strong labor market makes the bargaining power of lower-paid workers more like the labor market higher-wage workers experience during good times and bad, Indeed.com economist Nick Bunker told The Wall Street Journal. Overall wage growth year-to-year stands at about 3.6%. When broken down by industry, Americans in construction, mining, finance, hospitality, and manufacturing are all enjoying some of the highest wage growth in the country. Americans in finance, for instance, secured 4.1% wage growth year-to-year, while those in the construction and mining industry, where Americans are most likely to compete against lower-wage illegal aliens, have secured 4% wage growth. Manufacturing workers, as well, have gotten a 4% wage hike year-to-year. For the first year in decades, the U.S. economy has tipped toward American workers rather than employers in terms of the labor market. Today, due to less foreign competition, workers have more chances to seek out the highest-paying job. For decades, it was employers who would bid on workers. President of the Mooyah Burgers restaurant chain, Tony Darden, told The Wall Street Journal that the tightening of the labor market has forced wages up for his employees. "The effective labor pool is smaller than what it has been in the past," said Tony Darden, Mooyah's president. "As you look to bring on folks, ultimately higher wages are used to attract them," emphasis added. Experts, though, have warned that huge surges in illegal immigration and increased legal immigration levels can quickly diminish wage gains for America's working and middle class. Despite calls for more foreign workers from corporate interests and the big business lobby, there remain about 11.5 million Americans who are either unemployed, underemployed, or out of the labor market, all of whom want good-paying full-time jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.